Well, tell about this one, Alan.
This one needs some explaining.
You know, in
this
bluegrass, there's all sorts of songs about broken hearts, leaving home, railroads, little cabins in the woods. But, you know, I always felt there was one topic that was never covered, and I decided that I must personally cover it.
Anybody wonder why?
And that is canned meat products. So here's the first in a hopefully a long, you know, history of songs in this genre. It's a song called Pig in a Can. One, two, three. Many years ago, they brought some pigs into the lab. They were trying to create the perfect food. So they cut out all the pork chops, the bacon and the ham, chopped up what was left over, and they put it in a can. And it's got the feet, it's got the snout, and there's parts that we can't talk about. You can bake it, you can fry it, but no matter what you try, it's still a pig in a can. If you are a cook, well, you're gonna love that little can. It's useful in so many recipes.
Rachel Ray.
You can make smoothies in your blender, cook it in a stew, slice it up for sushi, and it makes a fine fondue. And it's got the feet, it's got the snout, and there's parts that we can't talk about. You can pick it, you can fry it, but no matter what you try, it's still a pig in a can. Find that little can on grocery shelves from coast to coast, and it's grown so much in popularity. So the company that canned the pig and changed history's course, they're going back into the lab, but now they're working with a horse. And it's got the feet, it's got the snout, and there's parts that we can't talk about. You can pick it, you can fry, but no matter what you try, still a pig in a can. You can pick it, you can fry, but no matter what you try, still a pig in a can.
Help us out.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, meat lovers.
Do we have any vegetarians in the audience?
Oh,
good.
How much time do we